Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Big show for today. Kennedy's going to stop by. I am in New York. I am at Jimmy Fallon's studio for Fox Across America. And Kennedy and I were both on America's Newsroom this morning. And so I said, hey, can you pop in? And she said, yeah. So she'll be in here at about 3:30. And Gerald Posner is going to be on a little bit later today. We're going to talk about Saudi Arabia. But, you know, just right off the top about Epstein, let me just say, you know, this has been so bungled, badly bungled by the Republicans. I don't know what the hell they were thinking here. And they've put the president in a bad position. The attorney general put the president in a bad position. Everybody put the president in a bad position. I don't get it. I don't know what was happening here. And I don't really understand, because Speaker Mike Johnson is angry today that the Senate just went forward with the bill because he had concerns about people who might be connected to Epstein but did nothing wrong. And yet they didn't take the time in the House to fix that. And they had months and months to do it. And now you're putting the president in this bad position where it's like, well, either you sign this bill knowing that it's possible that people who were whistleblowers or victims or did nothing wrong could be exposed and have their life ruined or just guilt by association, or you could veto it, in which case then you're going to have incredible outrage and look like you're protecting. And I don't know what is happening here, but you talk about an issue that should have been something that the Republicans were in charge of and in control of, and you let the Democrats lead with this on the talking points. And the only upside to this is right now the Democrats look foolish, and Hakeem Jeffries is so dumb that he has not figured out that he needs a new talking point now. His talking point is that this is the Republican and Trump cover up, but the Republicans just all but one voted to pass it, and the one who didn't vote to pass it had legitimate reasons around due process and people who, like I just mentioned, could be caught up in all this, who did nothing wrong. Why those things were not addressed here is so mind-boggling. But Jeffries is so stupid that he turns around and he goes, the cover-up by the Republicans and Trump. It's like, no, stupid. The president's going to sign it. Everything's going to come out, including all the Democrats like you who had associations with Jeffrey Epstein, even after it came about that the guy was a perv. You see, unlike Trump, who did not have associations with Epstein after it came out that he was a perv, these Democrats all did. And they were all working to try to bring Trump down through Jeffrey Epstein, using Jeffrey Epstein as the way to do it. But here's the reality, and I've said this to you before, and I know you know this. In all my years of politics, what I can tell you is that if there was anything there around Donald Trump, they would have used it. Abso-friggin-lutely, they would have used it. 100%. So there's nothing there on Trump, but there are things on there about Democrats taking money from the guy, taking political strategy from the guy, and Democrats who were working with Jeffrey Epstein to, yes, try to bring about Donald Trump's downfall. And that's the problem right here. And you got this Stacey Plaskett, who and Plaskett was working, literally working, while Michael Cohen's testifying to try to get Jeffrey Epstein to give some more dirt, some more goods that could be used to bring down Trump. And the question of why are you talking to this guy who's a perv? Why are you talking to this guy who's at that point a convicted sex felon? Why? And her answer is, the argument is, it's totally normal. It's totally fine because he's a constituent of hers. He was a constituent of hers. Are you kidding me? And Akeem Jeffries, who solicited money from Jeffrey Epstein, and the Democrat Party that's still sitting on money from Jeffrey Epstein. But, you know, I don't really quite understand why we're in this position right now that we're having this conversation in November, when this all should have been dealt with in March, when the attorney general came out with her stupid binders and handed them out to people and said, oh, great, we're all going to have this information dump and all you influencers now are going to get to the truth. And then all of a sudden the truth wasn't coming out. And then a lot of people looked really bad and said, we're going to demand the truth comes out and we're not going to stop. And the Democrats saw that opportunity and jumped on that opportunity and ran with it. Total political malpractice. Absolute political malpractice. And I don't know what the hell the speaker was thinking, having a vote on this and then hoping that the Senate would figure this out and the Senate would correct whatever was wrong in the bill. Dude, you're the Speaker of the House. I could understand if somebody voted for this, hoping that the Senate would figure it out. Although I got to be honest with you. I mean, Representative Clay Higgins, who's the one who voted no, and posted a lengthy post about this and his justifications for this on Fourth Amendment grounds, due process grounds, I should say. He's right. And I don't know why more Republicans were not concerned about that. And I mean, I guess I could understand if a member of Congress or member of the House said, well, I voted for this because I was hoping the Senate would play cleanup on this. Although I would say that's an abdication of your duty. But for the Speaker to do it. Remember, we were on the air yesterday. It was in the end, towards the end of the show, as we were getting into the fourth hour, which, by the way, there's no fourth hour today. Thank God, because we have Penn State basketball. And I'm just going to say on a side note, it took 4 hours to get to New York today. What an absolute fiasco with the weather and the car. And then I had to take trains and the train was late. And then, oh, man, what an S show. So I'm more than happy to be done at six tonight. So don't cry for me, Argentina, that we got Penn State basketball. They're saving me. And even though I'm a Terps fan, and we'll be till I die. Tonight, I'm rooting for Penn State. I'm just saying. Unless they're playing Maryland, which I don't think they are. In which case, then I wouldn't. But otherwise, I will. Just for tonight. One night only. One night only. And that's it. And I know there's a lot of Penn State fans in the audience. But that's how it goes. We're Big Ten rivals. That's how this works. All right? Now, so the point is this. We were on the air as the Senate, by a voice vote, decided they were going to do unanimous consent on this thing and send it over to the president. And I said, what? What do you mean? What do you mean? They're not even going to... What? I don't get this. I don't understand this now. You're putting the president in a bad spot. Everybody here is not talking about that fact of how these Republicans are putting the president in a very bad position right now. So then you leave it on the DOJ to start redacting things. Well, that makes the president look bad. Because again, if the DOJ is in a position where they got to start redacting names and redacting this, and you get these files back, and it's got all this black marker through it, that's not going to make anybody happy. So who are they going to be angry with? Him, the president. I mean, it's almost as if Republicans and even maybe his own attorney general are just trying to undermine the guy. I cannot figure this out. I cannot figure this out. Why it is now that we are talking about this on November 19th, when it was Bondi who back in the spring came out with these binders, and then the Republicans had all this time to make whatever markups they wanted, whatever they could have done to protect people, and just didn't. And now they're all turning around and going, I'm really disappointed that the Senate didn't do it. This is the Speaker, Mike Johnson. Let's play cut number five here. He spoke to the president about it tonight. He has concerns. Of course he has concerns. So now what? You're putting it all on him? You're putting it all on the president? Who, if he vetoes the bill now, will be facing a political backlash like we've never seen before? But if he doesn't, he lets it go forward. Now the DOJ is going to wind up having to redact all these things because, once again, the Republicans in Congress did not do their job on this. I mean, are you freaking kidding me with this? Are you freaking kidding me? It's like, are we running this place or not? Do we have the House? Do we have the Senate or do we not? I don't get it. I really don't get it. Cut number five.
Any reaction to Leader Thune seeing the bill without adding amendments or changing it?
I'm deeply disappointed in this outcome. I think I've been at the state dinner. I don't know. I was just told that Chuck Schumer rushed it to the floor and put it out there preemptively. It needed amendments. I just spoke to the president about that. We'll see what happens.
So do you think he may veto it? You say you spoke to the president?
I'm not saying that.
Is he supportive of it in its current form?
We both have concerns about it, so we'll see. I was standing there with the Crown Prince.
Are you frustrated in the majority leader? Are you upset with the majority leader?
Hey, Mike Johnson, I got a great idea. Why don't you run for speaker of the House of Representatives so that you can make sure that when bills are voted on, they're voted on based on what you think would be helpful to the president? That's a great idea. Why don't you do that? Have you thought about it? Have you considered it? Running for Speaker of the House? And this way you can make sure that before a bill comes up for a vote as a speaker, that all those concerns are dealt with in the House and you don't just send it over to the Senate and hope that they fix it. So you should think about that. Run for speaker, Mike Johnson. See, you might win. I mean, this is so JV amateur hour. It is just mind-bogglingly stupid. It really is. And you've given Democrats now months and months of talking points at where you said we're not going to do anything on this. And then all of a sudden you do it like it's a five-alarm fire and it absolutely has to be done on Wednesday. It's like, or Tuesday, I should say. Like, well, we got to do it on Tuesday. I got to have a burger on a Tuesday, and I got to make sure we vote on the Epstein files on a Tuesday. Can't wait till Wednesday. Can't wait till Thursday. Can't wait till after Thanksgiving. No, we wait months and months, and we give the Democrats months and months of talking points about how we're covering up the Epstein files. The Republicans, are covering up the Epstein files, and the president's covering up the Epstein files. And then all of a sudden, it's like, everybody, vote. Don't worry about any concerns. We'll just have the Senate fix it. I'm beside myself. I really am. I'm beside myself. And now, once again, the president's in a bad position. And once again, what's going to happen is these files are going to go to DOJ. DOJ is going to have to redact a whole bunch of stuff, block out names, maybe whole pages, maybe lots of pages. I mean, there's thousands of these documents here. And so then you're going to send it back, and you're going to have all these people who are enraged that Trump's DOJ is now covering up the Epstein files. So you're writing that story, which is going to happen probably in December, because they're now saying that all this is going to come out just around Christmas time-ish is when the deadline is. So about a month from now, December 20th, around that, December 19th, we might be in Cape May. We might be doing our live show or Christmas spectacular in Cape May when all this comes out. And they come out and they go, here's a bunch of redactions. And everybody goes, oh, man, Trump's Justice Department covering up for Epstein again. And all these idiots, all these Democrats who are actually linked to the guy, are all going to have more talking points. I am honestly never surprised by the level of stupidity sometimes of Republicans. It blows my mind. And I have there's no way to spin it. There's no way to justify it. Anybody who tries to is just lying. Anybody who tries to is just simply putting party over, I don't know what exactly, but they're certainly not looking out for the president. And they're certainly not looking out for his best interests or the interests of the people who are named in the files who had nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein in a nefarious way. They're not looking out for them. We'll just pass it and let the Senate fix it. And I'm deeply disappointed the Senate didn't do it. What? This is the kind of amateur hour that I thought we were done with. I really did. I thought we were done with this. And the only thing I can think of now is that you must have members of the Republican Party who are hoping to sink Donald Trump. It's the only logical answer I can come up with. There's no other logical answer. They can't be that careless. They can't be there's nothing in the Constitution that says the House can't amend bills before it sends it to the Senate. Has to send it to the Senate, however it's written, and then, and only then, can they amend bills and deal with the concerns. I'm sorry, but last time I checked, that's neither a rule in the House nor is it in the Constitution, so I don't have another explanation for this. We're gonna give Democrats going into midterms more talking points now about how Trump's DOJ is covering up the Epstein files. And if we don't, then we're going to have all these innocent people and victims potentially and whistleblowers and other people who are going to be named in this and have their lives dragged through the mud. For what reason exactly? In which case, then, that doesn't help us either. That doesn't make the president look good. That doesn't make the DOJ look good. That doesn't make anybody look good. And why? Why? If for months and months and months, we sat here and said, we're not releasing the files, we're not releasing the files, and then all of a sudden we have to release the files, and we got to make sure we do it right away, with no changes and nothing to it. And so instead of today being on offense again, we're back on defense. We passed the Epstein files bill, and we're still playing defense here to the Democrats. Political malpractice is what it is. When you have Democrats who are actively working with Jeffrey Epstein to bring down Donald Trump and actively working with the guy on political strategy, and all these Democrat donors taking money from the guy, and all these Democrat elected officials taking money from the guy, and the Democrat National Committee taking money from the guy, we should be on offense, and we should have been on offense from day number one. We should have been beating the hell out of this and saying that this was a cover up by the Biden administration for 4 years when their Department of Justice did nothing. And instead, here we are back on the ropes. So if you got a better idea of what could possibly be happening, you let me know. But I've seen this game before. You know, I've seen this story before of how Republicans work to undermine the president. And I thought that was a long closed chapter from the first term. And yet here we are. Here we are again. And I don't have a better explanation for it. There isn't a better explanation for it. There is no rational way to explain it other than what I just told you, because I know what the hell I'm talking about, and I've been in politics for a very, very long time, and I can see this happening. And so when you've got, you know, it's one thing to grandstand like Massey and Marjorie Taylor Greene and grandstand and feed into the Democrats and feed into CNN and do all these things. And, you know, I have defended both of these two over the years on various different things, but I call it like I see it. And it's one thing to grandstand like them and give the Democrats a talking point and give the media a talking point. And it's another thing for our guys who are supposedly now in charge to do exactly something worse, which is to give the Democrats the ability to grandstand now again in the future, and the media to grandstand again in the future, or put the president in a terrible position saying, well, you know, Mr. President, you could veto this and send it back to us, and we could then clean it up. Then we'll clean it up. Oh, great. So good. So we'll have an entire week or two of nonstop stories during the slow holiday time of how Trump vetoed the Epstein files. Oh, great. Yeah, no, that's exactly what he needs. He needs that. We need that. Well, we as the Republicans need that heading into midterm elections. Oh, great. Yeah. When you get into a slow news cycle around the holidays and there's really nothing else going on. Instead, we could be beating the crap out of Stacey Plaskett, and we will, but it's also getting glossed over by the fact that she had communications with him, but we're about to redact a whole lot of things in these files because we decided to rush this through. But here's Stacey Plaskett. When Wolf Blitzer asked her the question about why she was still talking to Epstein, even after the guy was busted, even after the guy had a record, even after it was obvious that the guy was a perv and trafficked an underage, or, you know, hired an underage prostitute. And yet here's Stacey Plaskett's explanation for that. This is cut number six. Take a listen.
And of the work that needs to be done.
We know that Epstein had what, property in the Virgin Islands, right?
Yes.
What was your relationship with Epstein?
So Jeffrey Epstein was a constituent. He was a resident of the Virgin Islands, lived there, I guess, more than half of the year because he was registered there. I had received donations from him after the last investigation came out, which was after this texting. I gave any donations that I had previously received from him to women's organizations and did not have any contact with him. But like many constituents, individuals get your phone number. They text you about issues. They speak with you. I have spoken with him about issues that are relevant, things that are going on in the Virgin Islands and elsewhere around the country.
Things that were going on in the Virgin Islands. Like any constituent, they get your cell phone number. Hey, genius, you could block it. Genius, you don't have to write it back. You could have a staff member help him with it, whatever concerns he has as a resident of the Virgin Islands. Oh, and your little idea about the second time he was busted, I gave the money back and stopped talking to him. The second time. Oh, so you give everybody a one-time pass for hiring underage girls. That's so you get like one get out of jail free card, I guess, in Stacey Plaskett's mind. But then the second time, oh, that's where I draw the line. It's like that's way too much. I mean, anybody can hire an underage prostitute, but if they do it again, and if it turns out they were trafficking in them, well, then I have to obviously cut them off and whatever constituent services that I would give. You know, I was a district director for a member of Congress. My job was to oversee constituent services for Congressman Scott Garrett's office and to make sure that the two offices that he had in New Jersey were serving constituents. The congressman would not get involved with that stuff. So when somebody would call the office and say, I'm having a problem getting my veterans benefits or my Social Security check or whatever it is, we would have constituent service officers who would call the various agency in Washington, talk to their liaison there, and help the constituent out. You never had the congressman do it unless it was somebody very, very powerful and very, very powerful and rich, like Jeffrey Epstein, who would give you a lot of money. Then the congressperson handles that constituent service by themselves. And then that's totally fine. Give me a freaking break. And let's talk about what she was texting him about, which is how do we get dirt on Donald Trump? How do we bring Donald Trump down? How can you help us with that, Jeffrey Epstein? How can you play a hand with us? How can you give us the political strategy that we need so that we can bring this guy down and make sure that he doesn't win the election? Because that's what she was doing. That's exactly what Stacey Plaskett was doing. And here's what she said on that. This is cut number 7 from her CNN interview. Take a listen.
I believe that Jeffrey Epstein had information, and I was going to get information to get at the truth. Having a friendship with him is not something that I would deem to have. And so I'm just looking forward. I'm moving forward.
Oh,
and
good.
I think that that's what we as American people should do is move forward. If individuals are not involved in illegal activity, extending his criminal enterprise or his financial enterprise or all of those things, I think that we need to look at what people are doing moving forward.
Wait, let me just better understand that. What is that point? Because at the time, he was a known sex offender, and it had been detailed all the sexual abuse.
There are a lot of people who have done a lot of crimes, and as a prosecutor, you get information from people where you can.
There are a lot of people who did a lot of crimes, and as a prosecutor. So wait, you were talking as a prosecutor, or you were talking as a member of Congress to one of your constituents? I'm a little confused by this. Actually, I'm having a hard time following. I know I'm maybe not the smartest guy in the room, but I'm having a tough time following when it's appropriate as a member of Congress to talk to this guy or when you're doing so as a prosecutor. But you weren't prosecuting Jeffrey Epstein. You were having Jeffrey Epstein try to prosecute Donald Trump by digging dirt up on him when Michael Cohen was testifying. So which is it? Which is it, Delegate Plaskett? Which is it? But like I said, instead of us just being completely on the ropes about this, we could be just playing offense. Like when CNN's Caitlin Collins goes after that moron Hakeem Jeffries, because now Jeffries trying to dodge the question about both his and his party's connections. This is what the whole story should have been about from day one. From way back in March up until now, it should have been about this. And nothing but this, by the way. Nothing but this. Here's Caitlin Collins. Well, actually, you know what? I'm going to take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll talk about this because Kennedy's going to join me and she's coming to our area next week or this Saturday, I should say, not next week, this Saturday. Coming to Soul Joel's in Pottstown. So we'll talk to her about that. We chatted this morning on America's Newsroom about Gavin, the shapeshifter slimeball Newsom, and how more and more actors and companies are moving out of California, the California exodus, which is underway. That is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria, Venaria Dental. Two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Go see Dr. Mike today for your perfect smile. Vanaria, VenariaDental.com. Big show for you today. A lot of great stuff going on and breaking news all around us, so don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Alrighty. It is a big deal to have the one and only Kennedy in studio, in person with me here in New York.
Rich Zilli.
You got a whole Cindy Lou Who thing going on there. What's up?
Yeah, that's right. That's what we do here before the TV. Gotta get pretty. Gotta get the mow and blow.
But you were just on TV. I was with you, and you looked amazing. So what is this, like a new look for the five?
I think, were we on TV today?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of running together,
oh,
right?
My gosh.
Yeah.
I will be on The Five. I did, I taped a special for Fox Nation. Yeah, and then I'm going to do The Five and...
Wow.
Yeah, gotta pump up the tires again.
Yeah, you gotta do it. I mean, it's, you are a hard worker. I love it.
Yeah, it's a, today's a grind.
Well,
and I wouldn't have it any other way, Rich.
You would not. Mm-mm. And we would not have it any other way but to come to Pottstown Saturday night and see
I can't
you
wait.
At Soul Joel's.
I've been to Soul Joel's and I loved it. I cannot believe that Joel invited me back.
Yeah.
So obviously he rescinded the restraining order, which I think is very thoughtful.
You have a great attorney. That's what I heard.
Yeah. That's right. I just find the ones here. You know, Joshua Ritter. I'm like, hey, man, I got some legal trouble in Pennsylvania. Can you help me out? I'll give you a basket.
I've been stealing snacks all day. I love coming here for that reason.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice to be on national television, too, but the snacks, you cannot beat it.
No. And what you have to do is follow the snack guy around.
He's got a cart.
Yeah. And yeah. It's funny because, like, all the snacks are free. But the snack guy plays a lot of defense. And if you go up and try and take something, you know, barbecue potato chips, the sweet potato chips fried in avocado oil.
Yeah.
If you try and take any of those out of his cart, the Jacksons, you're holding them right there.
He threw me up against the wall
exactly.
When I grabbed this.
Yeah. I was on concussion protocol for a few days. They threw me in the blue tent on the 20th floor, and I just emerged.
So your show Saturday night's going to be great. What I love about this is that there's so many people that listen in the area that Soul Joel's is right there in their neighborhood. It's also a quick drive from Jersey. I was actually like right by there Friday night for another thing.
Yeah.
And it only took 45 minutes from South Jersey to
get
there.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Right. And granted, we drive fast. I mean, you know.
Thank God.
Yeah, thank God. But
so which state has better drivers, New Jersey or Pennsylvania?
Oh, New Jersey by far.
Okay.
Yeah, because they're rude and they don't take any in Pennsylvania, you're way too nice. You know what I mean? Yeah. So Jersey is like, if you're going slow in the left lane, a guy will get behind you and start flashing lights.
What I was going to say, because the nice drivers, it's wonderful because they're not going to be aggressive. They're not going to throw hot coffee into an open window. They're not going to flip you off. But they will plan it in the left lane going the speed limit.
Yeah.
As though they're doing a service to everyone, reminding them what the legal limit actually is.
For those people, I say deaf. The deaf penalty.
I wish we had something like the Autobahn. I wish we had something where everyone who felt like lollygagging just stay to the right. And if you want to go 245 miles per hour, go ahead and get in the left lane.
Yeah.
Like, we all understand the risks.
There was, I think, some place that had that and you basically paid the fine in advance. So you knew you were going to pay money to go into that special really fast lane.
I would do
lane.
It. Yeah.
The heartbeat.
Yeah.
Done.
Put it on my easy pass. I don't care.
Absolutely. Because if I'm in a rush, I don't want to have to deal with getting pulled over. And that's 20 minutes right there. And I'm going to get a ticket. So I'll just pay the ticket in advance, drive as fast as I want, take my life in my own hands. It's almost like, you know, you're like a waiver.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, knock yourself out.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes.
So and we just solved the world. You just solved the and saved the world right there.
That's what I'm trying to do, Rich. Yeah. It's not always easy, but that's not what we sign up for.
No, we don't.
No.
We take the hard way.
We're like firefighters running into a burning building, but even braver.
Yeah, right. Except we're weak. Let's be honest. I mean, anyway, I could never do that job. I could never climb a ladder. I'm afraid of heights, fire, smoke.
Ladders suck.
Ladders do suck.
Yeah.
People fall off them.
I know.
They
and it's like you can't fight a fire with a cherry picker.
Not so much.
It's not the same.
Let me ask you, you got a lot going on right now. You're all over the place, and yet you still had time today to go on America's Newsroom and make fun of Gavin Newsom, which I know you love to do because he's the worst.
He is the worst. Yeah.
And did you hear what, and he was basically saying that anybody who's anti-woke, you're just racist?
Yeah. That argument doesn't hold up. And the problem is when you're running a national campaign, half the country doesn't want to be lectured to.
Yeah.
And that's what that is. Like, if you're anti-woke, you're racist. And it's like, no, we're just practical people. You know, we operate with a little bit more common sense and we call them as we see them. And that for some reason in progressivism, there's an allergy to that. And he's going to find out the hard way that, you know, he can blow his nose, but I'm the Kleenex. I don't know exactly what that means, but it's not good for him.
You're the Puffs Plus with the moisturizer built
in. Yeah.
That's a good tissue right there.
I put some amyl nitrate on there.
But we were talking, I mean, we were talking about a lot of things, but I mean, the fact of the fires and what a fiasco that was, and the fact that the guy, they had the campfires back in what 17 or 18, and they did nothing to make it better, nothing to fix it. And this jackass just blames climate change.
Yes.
When clearly there were issues with the power company who had started the first fire and was liable for billions of dollars. Then they don't build anything back. They don't fix anything. I don't even think, has there been a house built yet?
In the Palisades?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really interesting because my friends and I know at least four of the people I know who've lost their homes. And on our little bluff, 50% of the homes burned. There are parts of the Palisades where 93% of the homes burned in the alphabet streets. But in my little section, 50% of the homes burned. And for the people I know who lost their homes, they are rebuilding. Like they are framing. One of them is doing it without a permit. The others are getting permits. Another is just waiting for the insurance companies because the insurance companies are doing that thing where they're putting it off and putting it off and kicking the can and being confusing and trying to wait people out so they settle for as little as possible. And, you know, most of the people I know have hired what's called a public adjuster. And that's a company you hire that is usually, it's filled with people who used to work at insurance companies. So it's filled with people who used to be insurance adjusters, and now they work for people who have claims. And they work against the insurance companies because the insurance companies are colluding with the government. And, you know, there's no one in Karen Bass's office, there's no one in Gavin Newsom's office who's pushing back against them. And the adjusters that I have talked to, the public adjusters that people are hiring on their own, have said they've never seen insurance companies lowball people like they are from these January fires. And they're not wildfires. It's arson. And the LA Fire Department was told not to continue fighting the blaze, even though a once-in-a-generation windstorm was coming. So there are so many unanswered questions, and it's no surprise you've got senators out there trying to figure out if there were federal laws that were violated. And most of the people I know, like, they don't want to be a part of lawsuits. They just want to go home. Like, they moved to Altadena and Pacific Palisades for a reason, because it doesn't feel like Los Angeles. These are, you know, some of the few places where you can build a community, and that's all they want. Like, I cannot believe I have not slept in my house. And every time I go there, it's so toxic, you can't spend more than an hour inside, and you have to be wearing a mask.
So you still have a house there?
Yes.
And it was not burned?
No.
Thank God.
It was interesting, because like part of the roof was burned and part of the front of the house has char marks all over the trees and the stucco, but miraculously it didn't burn. And it's like, no one knows why. Like, our little block was saved, and thank God it was. But now we're all having to fight the insurance companies. And, you know, everyone is getting a letter from their insurance company like, hey, guess what? We're not going to insure you next year. Good luck.
And they're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
That is insane. That's sinful is what it is.
Yeah.
It really is.
That's a
freaking sin.
It's a pretty immoral practice what's going on right now. But that's why I'm a libertarian. That's why I love freedom.
Yes,
and
you do.
That's why I hate commies. And so much of the show in Pottstown is the I Hate Commies tour.
I know.
Because I do, and they wreck everything. And they just want more government. And the more government you have, the more problems you have.
Because the commies convince everybody that the government will protect you and take care of you, and that's just they can't deliver on that.
No,
but they keep selling that lie to everybody, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. They keep telling everybody Kennedy's going to be at Soul Joel's this coming Saturday night. Go out and see her. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be a lot of fun. She'll be fighting the commies. She needs your help. So join her and you'll have a great time. You are very funny. How do you keep your sense of humor, though, with all of the craziness that goes
Because
on?
You have to realize that so much of the craziness is absurdity. And, you know, the key is to try not to emotionally react to too much to where it really makes you upset. Because, you know, at the end of the day, like, the most important thing is that we have our families and we have our health and we have time together. And if you can really focus on that and take the rest of it with a grain of salt, water off a duck's back, whatever metaphor you want, you'll live a happier life.
Yeah.
And I think part of living a happy life is having fun and making fun of things all over the place. Because when you stop making fun and you become so cynical that you become bitter, it really compromises your quality of life.
Like a lot of people on the left.
Yes.
I mean, you know, and maybe part of the reason is because these commies keep overpromising and they never deliver anything. That's got to be exhausting too, to keep telling people all the time, like, don't worry, we'll take care of you. This time it's going to work. I know there was Pol Pot and I know there were famines. And I know there were, you know, mass killings and everything, but we're different.
Yeah.
We're a different kind of commie.
Yeah. And
that's what they try to brand themselves
and
as.
And being miserable is okay. Like, it's okay to be miserable. It's really not.
Yeah.
Like, that is the triumph of the human spirit. I don't know why I said triumph, but the triumph of the human spirit is overcoming that, overcoming misery and finding a way. And that is through creativity. That is through innovation. And innovation doesn't mean like you're putting a robot together in your garage. It's finding a new way to do something that helps you overcome so you have a better life.
Yeah.
And the people who realize that a lot of that is on me as an individual, you are bound to achieve that happiness sooner than people who are told that it's okay to be miserable. And if you spread that misery around, it's somehow beneficial to everyone.
So, Kennedy, I know that part of your tour, in addition to fighting the commies, you're going to talk about some of your time in MTV as well. I got to ask you, I mean, I'm watching, I think it was Landman last night, and they have the MTV thing logo on Paramount Plus. Like, what's up with MTV? When did they get into the TV and movie business?
It's very interesting. So that happened kind of slowly when I interviewed Tom Freston, who has a book out now. It's called Unplugged, and it's about his life, you know, sort of trekking through Afghanistan and Pakistan and India when he was in his younger years. And then he sort of transferred into corporate America and eventually he was one of the founders of MTV and became the CEO of MTV Networks when I was there, and eventually the CEO of Viacom and Paramount. And, you know, I was talking to him, like, when did that happen? And he said, when we realized that when people could go out and look for music videos elsewhere, they didn't need MTV anymore for music. And for a long time, they adjusted and they reacted with more reality TV. And that worked for a while. But then when you had so many places offering a different version of reality TV, MTV kind of became obsolete. And they took the music out of music television and just had the MTV logo.
Yeah.
And nostalgia wasn't enough to sustain them. And now, you know, the idea that they could become an entirely digital entity isn't the worst thing in the world, because if you have good memories from MTV, they've got all the videos. They've got all the news footage. So just curate that for people who want that nostalgia from the time that they were the ones in charge of MTV.
Right.
Culturally.
And that's the nostalgia thing is key, because people are looking for that right now. Mm-hmm. There's a like a hunger for it. I think in the craziness of our world, for nostalgia, for the things that once made us feel really safe and comfortable and happy. And I don't know. I mean, for me growing up with MTV, that was it. I mean, you know, it's like, it's every time I'm around you, I'm always like, oh my God, I used to watch her on TV. And I'm sure you get that a lot from people.
Yeah, right? It's funny. Yeah, because it's like, I never watched MTV, so I don't know what that feels like. I watched it when I was in high school, and so I loved Kevin Seal and Ken Ober and Colin Quinn and Adam Sandler. When Adam Sandler was 19, he had a small part on the show Remote Control, and I loved watching that. And I remember getting to meet all of those. I've never met Kevin Seal. He was my favorite VJ. I've never met him because he completely, like, MTV, you were so famous because there was nothing else. And then when he left, he just completely dropped out of media. And supposedly he was living in Seattle when I was there, and I would go around and look for him. I would yell out two names in Seattle when I lived there. I would yell out Kevin Seal, and I never found him. And the other was Kenny Gorelick. Do you know who that is?
No.
Kenny G.
Oh,
so
Kenny
I used to
G.
drive around Seattle yelling, Kenny Gorelick! Because I knew he lived there.
Did you listen for the saxophone?
Yes. I listened for the sexy saxophone everywhere I went. I have met him a couple times. I will tell you, one of the nicest guys you could ever meet.
Really?
Yes.
I could see that.
Him and Michael Bolton. Michael Bolton had a little bit of a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Kenny G was like, he won the lottery. Like, he made so much money with that soprano sax. Like, he doesn't need to do anything. Like, and I remember driving past his house. I don't think he lives there anymore. But he had like 19 chimneys. And I was like, if you can afford 19 chimneys in one house, like, and you're like Bill Gates and Paul Allen's neighbor, you're doing fine.
You're doing okay.
Oh, yeah.
Most of us have like 15, 16 chimneys.
Yeah.
But that's it.
I'm hoping to break into the double digits at some point in my life. I'm not there yet, but I'm an optimist.
But you got the cool fire pit.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And you love that.
Love a fire
and
pit.
You love grilling.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it grilling or is it the...
Smoking. I got a Traeger.
Yeah, the smoking. Yeah, the Traeger. Yeah. And that's pellet, right? Wood pellet?
Yes, wood pellets.
Yeah. I got to get into that. I was
worried, but like after you make your first thing and you see how everything works, you're like, I see how this is addictive, because if you make minor adjustments and use different kinds of wood and, you know, you use different meats, you get a different result, and it's so delicious that you're just in awe that something like that can spring from your backyard.
Now, you're going to take audience questions Saturday night.
Absolutely.
Yes. So people can ask you some cooking tips as well.
But whatever they want.
Whatever they want.
I cook,
anything they want.
I bake. I make cocktails. And
what's
your
favorite cocktail? Do you make an old-fashioned?
I do make an old-fashioned.
Smoked?
I've never made a smoked old-fashioned.
It's easy to do, by the way.
I've seen it. I have never done it. But I do have a secret ingredient to my old-fashioned.
Oh.
Yes.
You want to share now? Or you want to save it for Saturday night?
I'm going to save it for Saturday night.
It's that
good.
Saturday night.
It's that good.
That's a big tease,
yeah.
Kennedy. That's a huge... You better go to Soul Joel's just for that. I do the smoked old-fashioned. You take that thing you use on creme brulee, and you just kind of smoke it like that.
Oh, interesting.
And then you put a thing on top with some wood chips.
But don't you have to have something that you light on fire and blow out?
That's what I meant. So you put the wood thing on top, the wood chips in there, then you light the wood chips, and then like the smoke goes down into the old-fashioned, and it you know, kind of... I don't know, percolates around and then you pull the thing off and then it's smoky.
It looks really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Some restaurants now, it's like a scam. They'll do it tableside smoked old fashioned for $42 or whatever it is. You know, I'm like I can see through your wizardry. All right.
I think tableside is good for a Caesar salad. I think that's impressive. Like when they make the dressing there with like the chopped garlic and minced garlic, I should say, and the egg yolks. That's like, ooh, that's impressive.
That's pretty
Give
good.
Give me salmonella. Yes. Freshly shaved Parmesan.
You're going to be drinking raw eggs like Rocky when you come to Pottstown.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, why not? It's good for you.
Doing Creed.
And I know somebody's going to want to ask this question. So save it for Saturday Night at Soul Drills. But how you got here into the Fox News? I mean, how you got into the ether of this, which is just amazing. Because the cultural perspective I think you bring to this network, which you know, I mean, not many other people do, which is really impressive. But you, but that's in the story in and of itself. I mean, you talk about the guy from MTV who disappeared and went and vanished and we never heard from him again. You come over here and you're killing it over here. But like, that's not necessarily a jump most people make.
No, but I was into politics at MTV.
Yeah,
before...
you were the libertarian.
Yes. Well, I was a Republican when I was on MTV and I'm fine with that. I'm not embarrassed by that at all. Always own your political evolution. Never run from it. And I had a great time. It was really fun being a Republican in a very liberal establishment. And it taught me the joy of contrasts.
Mm.
And, you know, there were people there, as there are people now, who just assume that their worldview is the correct one. And I remember talking with Thomas Hayden Church, and he said, never judge someone for their politics because you never know their backstory or what it was about their life that brought them to a political conclusion, because it could be very personal and very difficult, and it's not our place to judge. And that was one of those things that always resonated with me.
I love that. I think it's great. I really do. Well, get tickets for Saturday night for Soul Drills. Hey, thank you for coming in, and thanks for letting me go on America's Newsroom with you, because you could easily put the kibosh on that. And you haven't.
Bill Hemmer? So, yeah. Let's 86 Zeoli. Never.
I saw you with the seashells.
We always have so much fun.
86 Zeoli. I saw you making those sandcastles. We always do have a great time.
8647. Get it? Yeah.
And can you tell us about the Fox Nation special?
Yeah, it's the Christmas Showdown.
Beautiful.
It's going to be Carly Shimkus, Madison Allworth, and Jimmy Fallon versus me, Todd Pyro, and Griff Jenkins, hosted by Tom Shalhoub. It's going to be incredible.
Whoa. All right.
Yeah. We're not screwing around. No. One of us came to play.
This is for real. Yeah. This is not a drill. See her Saturday night, Soul Drills in Pottstown, right in our backyard. She's Kennedy. Follow her at Kennedy Nation, and we will be right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I tell you about Dr. Mike Veneria and why he's my family dentist. It's because a lot of people have to, you got to realize that there are a lot of dentists out there. There's these chain dental offices out there. There are these pop-up dental chains. You don't want to go near any of those. You want to go to Dr. Mike because other dentists send their patients to see Dr. Mike Veneria. Why is that? Because he's the best at what he does. Because he's so good that they're putting their name on the line for him. It's like anything else. You write a letter of recommendation for somebody. You endorse somebody. You're dealing with the fact that if it doesn't go well, that's on you. But 12 years, other dentists have been doing this for Dr. Mike. That should tell you everything you need to know about how good he is. You might have benefits that are expiring at the end of the year, and maybe you can use those for things like dental implants or other complex dental procedures. Best thing to do is to reach out to his office, and you can talk to them, and they'll walk you through the entire process and help you find out if you have benefits that you can use. He's a great guy. He's a great friend. He's my family's dentist. I mean, everybody goes to him. I go to him. Bridget got a beautiful smile upgrade from Dr. Mike last year. My kids go to him. So you know you can trust him because the entire Zioli family trusts him, and Mama Zioli discovered him for our family. Two locations for you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, right over the bridge. Go to the guy who the other guys send their patients to, because he's the guy. He's the expert. If another dentist says, I can't do this, I'm sending you to this dentist, then you know that they're onto something right there. He's onto something. He's the best at what he does, because otherwise they just wouldn't do it, or they wouldn't do it again. That's for sure. They certainly wouldn't be doing it for 12 plus years. Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.